in de Broadstairs kun je nog altijd Dickens beleven. En dat doen wij met Lee. We are in one of the rooms of this house. Mm-hmm. What can people see here?
Well, we have a wonderful sideboard, which was actually made in 1810, so it's older than Dickens. Mm-hmm. He bought it just before he married his wife, Catherine Hogarth, in 1836. 1836, he wasn't quite the rich man he was going to be, so he brought several pieces of second-hand furniture. We do not know where the other bits are, but fortunately, when he became the great superstar doing his public readings, in 1855, he sold that to a solicitor called Thomas Green, which is why it's so special, because from the moment Dickens had it to the moment it appeared in this house, we have its provenance. Yeah. Which makes it very special.
Yeah. Nou, het staat hier, je kunt het komen bekijken hier in Broadstairs. And these are special books, I think.
Yeah, these are Dickens' first, this is how his novels appeared. They are your original first editions. He was a sort of, he wrote them in serialisation form. Three chapters, two illustrations, a shilling a copy, and you had to wait a whole month to get the next part of the story.
Kind of serial, kind it was of fire
yeah, that's right, yeah. It was literally a very clever way of making money, because if you're going to sit down and write a big novel, it's going to take you 2 years. Yeah. You've not got any income coming in. He was selling thousands and thousands of copies of these a month. It was a very clever way of doing it. He was the first one to do it.
Alle informatie kun je ook vinden op de site van visittenet.co.uk voor dit Dickens House, Dickens Museum hier in Broadstairs.